The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
James Madison University Professor of Political Science Robert Roberts says in Virginia, the process to select convention delegates who will represent each candidate varies by party.
The Republicans have 49 delegates at stake.
But this is not a winner-take-all election. In fact, party rules dictate there can't be until after March 15th. So the delegates will be awarded proportionately.
For each candidate, this gets a little bit confusing, you multiply 49 by the number of votes received by that candidate. And then you divide by the total primary votes. And that's how many delegates each candidate gets.
Thus, GOP winners in each state won't win enough to seal the nomination, which requires 1,237 delegates. It's just as complicated for the Democrats.
In other words, there are 95 delegates at stake in the Democratic primary, but in addition to those 95, there I think are maybe 10 to 15 more, maybe a little more, who are superdelegates.
And in that case, a person who wins the majority of delegates still may not have a commanding lead without the superdelegates to clinch the 2,383 delegates needed for the nomination. However, even with a GOP frontrunner now, if other candidates split the Super Tuesday and winner-take-all state delegates, and no one has the required number, a convention could decide the nomination. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.